I think it was a huge thing for him. I can't imagine what he must have felt, because as far as I know, when we did X Factor, I was 22, and I've been out since I was 14. George was 18. He was a kid. And George, at that point, I think, was very much asexual. He hadn't even come into knowing who he fancied. So to have to do this to find out who he was in himself on a global scale in front of the media and stuff like that, I can't imagine going through what I went through at 14, what he's doing now. So I think he's so brave, and I think he's so strong to have been able to, if he's been dealing with these feelings for so many years, and the way he did it, I totally respect, and I think the no labels thing for him is amazing, and he's doing really well. He's been overwhelmed with the support, and I mean, it's hard as well, because he isn't not coming out as gay or bi, whatever he's coming out as, because already having a gay member in the band as well, I think there's that extra pressure that when he wanted to come out, I'd come out and got an amazing experience. But that's kind of your thing. Where do I fit in? Do I just become the other one that likes boys, or do you know what I mean? I think it was such a hard thing for him to do. So
boy bands are only allowed one, aren't they?
I know, that was the rule. That's the what rule. I signed up for, so now I need to go and find Mr.
Do you feel a bit pushed out?
I need to go back straight.